Hey guys, it's Nyanyaku. Hope you guys are having a good day. I don't really have anything planned for today, but I thought I would follow up with the discussion from yesterday, and also the recording I did for Pillow Talk Audio. I just want to clarify that, that moment in my life did happen a while ago, so I'm all good. It was just reminiscing about that. Things are fine with me, and thank you for all the comments and messages. I really do appreciate it, and the whole reason why I do these audios and also scripts and all that stuff is just to kind of bring it back. Like, I know some people, if not most people, listen to audios to escape or just to hear a human voice, but then I wanted to add that extra layer of relationships and all that stuff, because if I've gone through stuff, most likely you have too, and hopefully you can learn from my experiences as well. Yeah, that being said, if anyone just wants to chat or anything, feel free to message me on Reddit. What else to talk about? For those of you who don't know, which is everyone, I do draw occasionally. I went to school for visual arts. That was my university degree. And we chose, we had to choose three mediums. Drawing was one of them for me, and then I did digital photography and printmaking, which was my favorite. Printmaking in the sense of, like, the old school printing presses. Those were so much fun, and 'cause I think I fell in love with the process of printmaking. You could obviously print on anything, but each term was focused on a certain type. The last printing class I took was a screen printing one, which is okay. It does make sense to learn about it. But it was a lot quicker of a process to create with that, because so for printmaking, you have your silk screen, and I'm not an expert in any way. It's just what I've been told. Also, I don't think I would have made a very good printmaker in general, because I let too many things slide and I wasn't consistent with my prints. But screen printing, you have your screen, and then you coat it with what smells and feels like white glue, except it's UV activated. I'm so sorry, that is my heater. Let me grab that. One second, I'll be right back. Sorry about that. So printmaking, you have your, like, white glue, except it's UV activated. So if you don't have a UV light, you would use sunlight exposure, and then depending on how bright it is and so on, and what type of glue substance, again, I can't remember terms, but you would leave it out in the sun to have enough exposure for the substance to harden, I believe. Yeah, so if I remember right, with screen printing, you had to expose it just to set that first layer, and then you'd get a transparency with whatever image you wanted. Put it in reverse, and then expose it again, I think. And then power wash the difference, so your screen print would have an empty space, so to speak, for the ink to flow through when you use a squeegee to press it through and all that stuff. If you want more details, just look it up, because I'm not an expert by any means. But that was a little too instant for my taste as far as creating art, as weird as that sounds. And then it's just like running out of ideas for what to print. Yeah, I printed with melted ice cream. I forgot what the project was specifically, but because paint was so expensive, so I was just like, sure, just it's relevant to the topic. So I melted some ice cream and I added flour to make it thicker, and I used that as paint. And I used chocolate syrup for the darker parts of that image. Yeah, that was fun. Which goes to show you, you don't need expensive stuff to make art. Just use whatever you have. Art is overrated in the sense of museum art and overpriced art and getting all philosophical. Honestly, art classes, whenever we had to present a project, it was just honestly, how much can you BS on the spot about what you did the night before? Yeah. So you get really good at rambling and public speaking in that sense. Kind of like this, but without the pressure of a grade, right? So that was screen printing. But then the other ones I really enjoyed were with the actual printing presses. So you have the different layers of cloth, and then you run it through the press and with like churning the wheel and all stuff. So you have that pressure from above and below to go through that table. The different things we printed on were, they're kind of like linoleum, or like a lino cut, or wood block. So you would carve away the parts that you didn't want inked, and then you would ink it. It's kind of like a giant rubber stamp, so to speak, except you don't have an ink pad to stamp into it. You would have to roll out ink on a glass surface, get your, it looks like a giant rolling pin, or if you're doing a smaller print, it's like a mini paint roller, except the roller is rubber, so it picks up the ink in a very even layer, and then you kind of have to work it and warm it up. And then that way you can kind of play around with colors and make like a gradient or things like that. And then so you take that rolling pin and then roll it over your block, your wood block or whatever, so it's loaded with ink. And then you take that block onto your table, put the paper on top, line it up, put the blankets on top so it has that little bit of cushion, and then run it through the press. And then, the other thing that you have to do is you have to soak your paper beforehand, so it absorbs more of the ink more readily. And depending on what elevation you're at, it may take longer for the paper to soak up water. And it also depends on the paper too. So paper is like a whole other thing. But the other type of printing that we did was copper etching, which is super, super fun, very time consuming, but that was part of the fun of it. We got like a copper plate. We coated it with asphaltum, which is like a tar substance. And you know those Crayola black pages where you would like use something to scratch away and then it would be like a rainbow pattern underneath? It was kind of like that. So you would scratch away the asphaltum wherever you wanted a line or an image, and then you would dunk the whole thing into acid, and you'd have gloves and stuff, but you had to make sure that there was no oil or any sort of like residue from your hands on the copper plate and the asphaltum beforehand. So we would use soy sauce to get rid of that, and then like, so soy sauce, and then rinse it off with water, and then dunk it into the acid, so the parts that you scratched away that were exposed to air would also be exposed to the acid. And then you'd have to time it, because you don't want it to sit too long and eat away too long. And then like the timing and the alternating test inking and all that stuff, you really have to like commit to whatever image you're working on, and then you build it up layer by layer, because depending on the timing, you could have like a patch be a certain texture depending how long it would sit in acid for and things like that. So that was really, really interesting. I think the final project was very loose. I think it was like pick an environment and create a piece around that. Our campus had a bus loop, and there would always be pigeons there. So here I go with my like 20 by 30 inch copper plate all ready to go, coated, and I just plunk it on the floor, like on the sidewalk, throw bread on it, and then wait for the pigeons to come and like slip and slide all over this plate. And then I took their scratches and etched them. So like cleaned it off, dunked it in acid, and then I was just left with this very soft texture of etching. I actually had to try it twice. So I was sitting out there with the pigeons two times, just trying not to laugh my ass off at how much they were sliding around. And then I printed that over a digital print of bread, of like how much bread they ate. And I, yeah, art is interesting. I mean, again, BS all the way for me, at least. But yeah, that was a ramble about bread. You're welcome. Honestly, thank you again for listening. I know most of you, I hope I can help you relax and things like that. Thank you again for listening to the deeper topics that I do touch upon. Like I said before, this is just kind of like a dump file of my brain and just a sense of accomplishment for me to actually be doing something and putting it out in the world. So thank you again, guys. I truly mean it. If you guys have any ideas or any questions, please let me know. I just needed something lighter to talk about compared to yesterday. Yeah. Hope you guys have a good day, and I'll talk to you later. Bye.